Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
The subject of this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life is, how well am I treating myself, talking to myself, feeling about myself? I want to give you a heads up. Starting with this episode, I'm going to be changing the format a little bit. I'm just going to be talking to you as if you're here in the room with me. So here we go. As a hypnotist, one is very well aware of the different things that people say, the things they hear, and the attitudes of those who are around them, and how it affects oneself. It's really important to be really careful in terms of the stimulus that you allow into your unconscious mind, because anything and everything that you expose yourself to goes directly there. If not immediately, with a few repeated times, it will go into your unconscious mind, where it will create the thoughts and actions that you take from day to day. I'm going to give you a little bit of an example. I'm going to pull it from the 12-step programs, AA and NA. As a hypnotist, I have great problems with these programs because basically a person who is an addict, and they're called a recovering addict in this case, gets up and will say, "Hello, my name is, and I am an addict." What that does is it tells your unconscious mind repeatedly that you are an addict, which means you will always be an addict, which means that you will have the thoughts and behavior of an addict, which honestly is not necessarily the way one has to live out their life. Yes, one can have addictions, and one, if they choose to, can make the changes in their unconscious mind so they no longer need to be addicted to anything, even opiate medication. I've done it several times in my practice, and I know that this works. And it's not just good for drug addiction, it's good for sex addiction, it's good for sugar addiction, it's good for all kinds of addictions, because it all runs the same way. But that's a separate conversation. What I'm really trying to tell you is that we need to be very, very careful in terms of what we tell ourselves. So if you're a person who gets down on yourself, like every time you make a mistake, and you say, "Damn, I'm so stupid," or, "I should have known better than that," or, "I don't know why I always do the same thing over again that gets me nowhere." These kinds of things being stated to yourself, even if it's totally internal, if it's repeatedly done, you're going to find that you have a very poor self-esteem. And self-esteem is very important for being able to go out there in the world and be confident, self-assured, and feeling good about yourself. Good enough about yourself so that you have self-respect, which means that you will not allow other people to disrespect you, walk all over you, and create more problems for you going forward in life. This is a very important thing to keep in the back of your mind at all times. I tell my clients to stop watching the news. It's full of propaganda, worse than what we used to blame the Russians for doing back in the 60s and 70s when we were fearful of them bombing us, when the kids used to jump underneath their desk in order to protect themselves, as if that would actually do anything to help them. But that's what kids did back then, in the 50s and 60s. And the other thing to realize is that when you're listening to sensationalized news, what you're really hearing is someone's opinion about someone else's life, which we, as people who don't know these individuals that are being talked about, really have no idea really what is going on in their mind or in their life. And it's really none of our business. Yes, I know there are some people who have great fame and fortune, and they don't do so well. However, Most of these things are taken out of context in some fashion or form. I use Vanessa Williams as an example. I went to school with her. She was actually a contemporary of my younger sister, Diane. And she was known for her French horn playing. And she was very gifted and talented in many ways and very, very beautiful young woman. Both her parents were teachers in a school nearby. Music teachers, I do believe. And when the news came out that her crown was taken away from her from the Miss America contest because she had posed for, I think it was Hustler magazine, actually, when she was still a minor, I do believe, her whole life was turned upside down and all around. She was lucky in that her parents stood by her every step of the way. She has a very close family. And this was a very, very good thing. She was able to get through it, and as you may know, she's known for her singing, she's known for her acting, and I'm not so sure about her French horn playing anymore. But this was a person who I knew personally. Not well, but my sister knew her pretty well. And really, it was that Hustler spread and getting in the news that actually made her career, because she then had notoriety. Not the kind that maybe she would have wanted, but her name was out there, her talents were able to be put out there, and she was able to make it to the top of her fields, which is a good thing. The bad thing? Why does a young person have to be taken advantage of in such a fashion and put through this kind of thing when most of the people out there had no idea what was going on with her or what she was told in order to do those layouts? So one needs to be very careful in terms of what they allow into their lives, in terms of what you allow into your mind, your unconscious mind. Because I'm sure that you realize at this point that if there is something that you want to do that you're not doing, or something that you'd rather not do, that you're still doing, like overeating perhaps, or smoking, your unconscious mind is the part of the mind that is running you. And the best way to take control of it is to take control of the stimulus that you allow into it. Hang out with positive people. Do things that make the world better for your having been here. Volunteer for some organization that believes in the things that you care about greatly. That always makes a person feel better. And by all means, let people know that you're not interested in hearing the negativity that is swallowing up this world all around you. Because the truth of the matter is that we can only change those areas in our lives that we have control over. And complaining about it, endlessly talking about it, only brings up the anxiety, frustration, anger, and perhaps sadness, and maybe even guilt, which are all negative emotions that get to the point where, when they are overcoming most of your daily existence, make a person become depressed. And depression is a very bad illness. It leads to death if it's not taken care of in an appropriate manner. So be very careful of what you allow into your mind and into your unconscious mind especially. When you do this, you're going to find yourself happier. You're going to find yourself less likely to put yourself down. You're going to find yourself able to be fulfilled and calm without all those negative thoughts coming into your head all the time. And it's not to say that it's never going to happen. It happens to me sometimes. However, if you basically live a healthy, filled, happy life, you will be able to feel great about what you're doing and how you're doing it most of the time. And every now and again, there may be some issues that need to be taken care of, and you'll find it easy enough to do so, because you won't be laden with all of this negativity that most people engage in every day, watching the news, reading the news, listening to the news, and hanging out with people who are feeling totally angry and frustrated because they don't feel they have anything positive to do to change their lives around. The fact of the matter is that anyone can change their life around if they so choose. All you need to do is do those things that you find fulfilling and joyful, and ask others to help you and find people who have done what you want to do, who've already successfully done it, and follow their lead. And in this way, you can do some amazing, wonderful things with your life and in your life, which makes a really wonderful life. Concentrate your energy and your time doing those things that truly matter to you, and spend your time with people who you love, people you respect, people who respect you back, and people who want the best for you. And by all means, be there for them when they need you as well. That is how relationships work the best. Having many good, healthy relationships is what makes life feel wonderful. And you'll find yourself no longer negative, unhappy, or telling yourself things that perhaps you needn't, which is the point of this entire episode. Telling yourself positive, loving, nurturing things, and allowing the people around you to help out by giving you positive feedback, which will allow you to feel really good about yourself.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.